Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Joe Biden, who is currently occupying the Oval Office, Joe Biden just blatantly ignored the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court told him they could not stay these the stay on evictions, that he could not, and he did it anyway. He said, listen, you can't just keep people in homes who aren't paying forever. And Biden basically gave him the middle finger. We are in a very, very dangerous time. It's not just his ignoring this this thing on evictions, which is a breaching of red lines that should never be breached, regardless of your opinion about Biden or the Supreme Court. If we don't have structure and process, we have nothing. We have nothing. The Democrats and the media encourage Biden to ignore it. Stop evictions, despite the fact that landlords are going to be evicted for their own property as they're repossessed because they have no money to pay towards the mortgages of the properties they own that you're renting. And he did it anyway. But the man has lost all credibility, Joe Biden. And it's absolutely disgusting and grotesque what he's doing right now. He refuses to close the border. We now have a mass invasion at the southern border. That's what it is. Delicate language time is over. We are going to wind up by the time this disaster of a president, this apocalypse of a president, by the time he leaves office, we are going to have 8 to 10 million people in the country additionally, illegally, who never came in, were never name checked, who were never tested for any kind of a infectious agent ever, who could be criminals, may not be criminals. We don't know. You never checked them. You have no idea. You are going to have 8 to 10 million people. We now have a crisis they're telling us is near existential at this point, the way the Biden administration is portraying the current Delta variant, the explosion in the Delta variant. And what does Biden do? Instead of Biden, who refuses to close the southern border to a mass invasion, what's happening right now, he blames Ron DeSantis for what's going on with the Delta variant. Listen to this pathetic excuse for a president of the United States, a pathetic excuse, a broken, lying, corrupt human being who lied his way into the White House. This failed human being, lunch bucket kid, you can stick that up your wazoo. I'm sick of this liar, this fraud with his corrupt family. I'm sick of this guy. Listen to this pathetic excuse for a human being, not just for a president. Talk about the bad health policy going on in Florida, Ron DeSantis, and Texas with Governor Abbott, while he releases hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants in the country and has no idea about their COVID status at all. Check this out.
Do you believe that Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott are personally making decisions that are harming their own citizens?
I believe the results of their decisions are not good for their constituents. And it's clear to me and to most of the medical experts that the decisions being made, like not allowing mask mandates in school and the like, are bad health policy. Bad health policy.
Bad health policy. So it's bad health policy for Ron DeSantis to say, we are not going to mandate masks. If you'd like to wear them, despite the fact that there is zero evidence mask mandates have stopped or mitigated this pandemic. Zero. Zero. You cannot produce to me one location on planet Earth where they've mandated masks and the pandemic has stopped. You can't do that. You cannot produce. I know the clawing at the faces has begun. The foaming at the mouth has begun. The screaming at the skies. The pink hats are out with the liberals. Because you know what I'm saying is true. You cannot produce a single shred of evidence that where mask mandates have been instituted, the pandemic has stopped or even been mitigated long term. You can't produce it. So the fact that DeSantis leaves it up to your personal choice and focuses on things that matter, therapeutics, protecting the vulnerable and the elder. That's what DeSantis is doing. That's why Florida has been quite successful in handling coronavirus relative to other states, especially New York and New Jersey, which have far higher death rates per capita. This is why Biden is focusing on DeSantis, because he is an epic failure who has allowed an invasion on our southern border. Understands he is going to go down as I thought Obama had this thing locked up. Joe Biden will go down as the worst president in United States history. And believe me, even over time, even the hack media will have to tell the truth. This guy is a disgrace to humankind. He's an embarrassment. You know why this bothers me so much, too? Why this story is under my skin? My wife had to go through the legal process. My wife is an immigrant to this country from Colombia. Folks, the process was a nightmare. We went through the Baltimore Immigration Office in Baltimore, Maryland. The woman in that office treated my wife so badly. You don't treat people like that. She talked to my wife like she was some degenerate loser. My wife had a great job, a six-figure salary. She had a great position as a vice president in a very significant firm in Washington, D.C. My wife speaks perfect English. She's completely bilingual. My wife knows exactly what to do to build that American dream. And this person spoke to my wife like she was a loser. She accused her of everything from a sham marriage to me. Imagine that. My wife and I married 20, sham marriage, 20. That's a long time to stay in a sham marriage, 20 years. Everything. Accused her of like financial wheeling and dealing. Stuff. My wife was like, what are you even talking about? Are you a crazy person? My wife got a letter, a threatening letter in the mail from INS, all for going through the legal process. You know what? She could have turned around, went back to Mexico and walked right in. She would have had no problems at all right now. She did it the right way. She raised her hand and pledged allegiance to this country proudly. I told you it was one of the proudest days of my life. We were in that finally when we were done with this woman. It got so bad with this ICE officer. We actually had to contact the local congressman. That's how bad it got. This went on for months. Now you just waltz right in. Give you a mask, which you can throw away at any moment. And you're here to stay. This president of the United States is a disgrace. He is a disgrace. There is no way we can absorb 8 to 10 million people here illegally. Many of them with very little means to support themselves, many of whom don't even speak the language. We have no idea who they are. In the middle of what they're calling an existential pandemic, there's no way that can continue. By the way, folks, they can't have it both ways. They can't. Jason Riley has a great piece in the Wall Street Journal. Is Biden serious about COVID? Well, he'll have to protect the border. The government releases migrants untested to live in tight spaces alongside scores of strangers. I thought we were in the middle of one of the worst pandemics in human history that required all of these emergency measures. Face masks on all the time, forced vaccinations in New York City, forced vaccinations from companies, forced vaccinations in the military. So the emergency measures have to be taken for American citizens like my wife, who were dumb enough to go through the legal process. I'm being sarcastic, when they could have just walked in. But if you're an illegal immigrant, you get super citizen rights again. You get to walk in and do whatever you want. You don't even have to be mandated at the border. If you serve in the U.S. military, you may have to get vaccinated. Even if you don't want it and have a natural immunity. Even if you don't want it, you are subjected to that. But you walk in the country illegally, give the double-barreled middle finger. Not that for you. You get super citizen rights. My wife was hassled so badly for doing it the right way. Stupid. Should have just walked right in. Should have left, taken a plane to Cancun, Mexico, and just walked back right across the border.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.